Marco, or Commissioner Banks, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have a roll call, please.
Commissioner Banks?
Present.
Commissioner McPhail?
Present.
Vice Chairman Robinson?
Present.
Chairman Eckerd?
Here.
And Commissioner Sommer is absent.
And the agenda we have before us, is that our final agenda, Mr. Planning Director?
Yes, it is. It's complete.
Good. Okay, at this time, if there's something that the audience wants to talk about that's not on our agenda, you can submit a request to do so. We may or may not entertain it. If you do, you have to fill out a form, put on your name and address, and then we'll consider it. Also, at this time, I'd like everybody to turn their phones off or put them on silent so we're not interrupted during the meeting. On to the consent calendar. One item on there. Tom?
Just to approve the minutes as submitted.
Have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Before a vote is taken, I just observed that. I think Commissioner Robinson was
absent.
Was absent from the last meeting, and Commissioner McPhail came late,
later.
Did not participate in the first item. And so
technical here, are we?
Right. So I guess for Commissioner McPhail,
then maybe we ought to save this till later. I don't want to approve or disapprove, a partial.
So I guess I think Commissioner McPhail can vote on the part that he participated in, that the minutes for item, I think it's B, and after. You can vote in favor of that, and then.
That only gives us really two folks to vote on.
On those first two items.
That's right, and that's not a majority.
But is Michael gone now?
Yep.
Okay, so that the point's kind of moot on that. We don't have the opportunity to.
No. He's not going to be at a meeting. So you think he's going to be here for another couple months?
He said his last meeting would be here.
Okay. Well,
let's just table these minutes until we have a proper majority to vote on. All right. Good. That's how we start out this meeting tonight, with a little controversy. Next item, public hearing. We have a verification of notice for this public hearing tonight.
Yeah, properly noticed.
All right. Are there any declarations of conflicts from commissioners?
No.
Any ex parte contacts? None? All right. We'll open the public hearing. And we'll hear who's going to present tonight on the 17 CDP 05 Waba Grill.
Ana Arroyo, our staff person, will make the presentation.
Excellent. Good. Proceed.
Good evening, everyone. It's nice to be back. They don't let me out much. So it's a pleasure to present this project tonight. It's an addition to Santa Paula, another place to go eat. So I'm hoping that I didn't get any calls or any questions, so I'm hoping I can make this as brief as possible. So the project before you is a request for a conditional use permit to allow a fast food restaurant, which Wobble Grill would be considered fast food since it's not silverware plates that you wash. It's disposable, and that's how we define it. It's described in your staff report. The project also includes design review, a minor modification to reduce the required parking. This is the existing site, well, actually it's the proposed site plan, and there's a vicinity map that shows, you know, Harvard Boulevard. The project consists of two detached buildings, the existing liquor store and the vacant building. The liquor store is, many of you know it as Jonesy's Liquor. The other was previously occupied many, many years ago by a bar. I believe everybody knew it as, oh gosh, I should know the name of the bar. I never went, but it was, does anybody remember the name of the bar? Sancho's? And then it was Rizzo's for a few years, I think back in 2011. These are photographs of the existing bar, which would be Wobble Grill. Here's the front, a side view, the back, another side. Here's a, if I put my glasses on, it would help. You can see Jonesy's Liquor and additional photos of the site and more. Shows the driveway that leads to the back, to the parking lot. The zoning is commercial. To the northwest, east is commercial. The site, though, is, which is very different from other locations, there's residential all around it. There's single family to the north across the street, apartments to the west and east and south, and further back, there's a mobile home park. So this will provide additional eating, you know, from walking distance to many people. Okay, moving along. So back to the site. The project includes improvements to the parking lot. A new trash enclosure would be built in the back. Accessible handicap parking in the back and the front. 29 parking spaces. And obviously there's interior improvements, which includes the seating area in the front, the side, an entrance from the back and the front, the kitchen area, and the walk-in cooler area. This is the proposed elevation, which the applicant brought to my attention last week, that they are doing some additional changes, and the architect will come forward and describe some of those changes. But in the packet that you have before you, the proposed changes just include removal of some lava rock in the front and adding windows and some metal screening of the roof-mounted equipment and just painting the existing block with a dark tan color and a lighter beige tones at the top. The application also includes new signage at the front, and I believe this photo shows it a little bit better here. So a wall sign, a directional sign for parking in the rear, and a face change to the pole sign. In the staff report, we're recommending that they revise the sign area to include the parking in the rear within the sign area. They have more than, which is typically allowed for pole signs, and adding additional is really not supported by staff. However, commission may approve it as proposed or agree with staff and revise the sign. In the staff report, I go into detail of how the project meets the general plan goals, policies, and how it meets most of the development code requirements with the exception of the parking. As described in the parking analysis, the engineer indicates that at peak time, they only need 25 parking stalls for the two uses. As proposed, the project will have 25 spaces. And therefore, in conclusion, we are recommending approval of the resolution with the conditions of approval. Does anybody want me to go over those changes to the conditions, which were the parapet wall, changing it to properly screen the equipment, and the changes to the signage, and there was one item I did forget, the additional landscaping in the front for more screening and to provide additional landscaping. Let me go back to that one. I apologize for missing that. The project includes landscaping around the pole sign, and this area is pretty much dead space. It's just asphalt, and by adding additional landscaping in addition to the small area in front of the liquor store, it will provide a nice green buffer to Harvard Boulevard. At this point, this concludes staff's presentation, and I can answer questions and then have the applicant describe the changes that they sent to me last week.
Commissioners, questions of staff? None? Earl?
I'm sorry. I have one question. The pole sign you said didn't meet requirements. I assume the requirements for square footage changed after the original one was put up?
That's correct.
Do you wish to hear from the applicant? You would like to speak?
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. My name is Archie Del Rosario. I'm from Gary Wang & Associates, and I represent my client for Waba Grill. What Anna was describing is that we made some changes on the facade for the building. Instead of keeping like that gable kind of look that we had like here before, so what we're suggesting now, since we've spoken with the client, to install like a corrugated metal around the building, not only to serve as a design element for the building, but also to conceal the rooftop equipment that we currently have in there. So instead of like having the... that... instead of keeping that facade right now and putting in the individual roof screen for the rooftop unit, I think that this better suits the design, so it kind of serves two purposes. One, kind of to be able to get a different look on the building, which kind of has like the modern kind of look to it, and at the same time concealing the rooftop equipment that we have right now. I think that'll be better character for this building. As an example, this is how it's going to look like in terms of the finished product. So I think it has more of a cleaner look, and it changes the character of the old building.
The colors?
The color would be like earth tone color, so it kind of blends with the environment right now, with the whatever we have there. So it's not as kind of drastic or... doesn't stay away from what we currently have. It still has that same earth tone that we prefer for all the Waba Grill that we have built so far. Any question on the design or comment?
Commissioner McPhail?
I don't have a question about the design. Maybe it's a question for the owner, and I understand the definition of fast food, but how fast is chicken, salmon, shrimp, ribs, and steak? It's just a curiosity question.
I'll have the owner, Mr. Sandeep, answer that question.
Is it question to staff or the applicant more of how fast is chicken? It's similar to Panda. Panda had to go through Panda Express on Harvard in the shopping center. Had to go through the same process. I believe that's something we may look into the code as to how we define fast food.
Okay.
A disposable.
I guess my point is, I'd hate to have my steak sitting under a warm lamp until I get there.
Okay.
I guess that's my concern.
Hopefully I'm using it right. Person?
Let go.
Okay.
Now.
Now you can hear me? Okay. My name is Sandeep. I'm the applicant for this restaurant. I currently own one in Castaic. I've been operating that unit for 3 years. What makes us different than everybody else? Exact words. It's not sitting in a heat lamp. We don't even have a heat lamp. We don't even have microwaves. So everything we do is we actually cook it to order. Your ribs are cooked to order. Your shrimp is cooked to order. Chicken, of course, we do cook it ahead of time because there's no way impossible for us to turn it as fast as we need to turn it. That's what makes Wobble Grill different. There's nothing in town that cooks fast food fresh for you and healthy. We don't fry nothing here. So we're typically Chinese food, Asian food is fried. Oil is used. We don't use any oil. Everything is grilled. Chicken is non-frozen. Rice is used from California, not overseas. So it's really a product that I believe in. So far, the reputation that we have as a product is probably the best food, fast food product in the market, I would say. Steak is ribeye. We've all had steak. That's not quality. And steak that we have is ribeye. The salmon is wild from Alaska. Shrimp are not this small. They're actually the jumbo shrimp. We're like a completely different product than, again, I can't say it over and over again. It's a new product. It's doing great in the Los Angeles area. We're up to 150 locations now. 150 locations, growing every day. Ventura just opened a new one. Oxnard has two new ones that just opened. Simi Valley just opened one. And all locations are doing great. And all the communities love it.
The only thing that really makes it considered fast food is the fact that you're not using hard flatware and dishes.
Yes, and I had that discussion with Anna, and I really felt that we paid a significant fee to get this project going, being that it was fast food. And I asked Anna, I go, is there any way we can get around that? And she says, no, well, you're considered fast food. And I said, well, now you brought it to my attention, is because of the silverware. I mean, I don't mind having metal silverware if it saves me a lot of money. I can give that to the community instead of paying in permit fees.
Thank you. That answers my question.
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Any other questions? Entertain a motion. Commissioner Robinson?
As I was going through the packet, I assumed this was a set-down restaurant. Is that correct?
Basically, yeah.
It's a...
Yes.
So it's... Are you going to have takeout capabilities?
Yes. The customers are able to call in. A lot of my customers at my current restaurant do call in. So you're able to call into a phone order, pick it up, and go. So you're in and out less than 2 minutes, 3 minutes. We're actually developing a new POS system right now. I'm taking advantage of it. It's new pricing at a McDonald's. Customers come in, order themselves, pay themselves, check out everything themselves without a cashier. So literally you're going in, you pick up your order, you pay, you're out. You can sit down and eat. Majority of our customers that we deal with are lunch crowd. Customers are there less than 15 minutes, 20 minutes, they're done. No one's even hanging around long term. So I don't know what they need to get.
Okay.
No beer and wine.
No.
If at some point in the future they wanted to serve, they would have to apply for a new CUP?
Modification, but yes, it's pretty much treated like a new CUP.
Well, I remember the bar that was there. I don't remember the name either. And I know it was a really problematic location. There were a lot of police calls, a lot of activity there. So this is a great step forward. We'll have a cleaner environment, I think, in that community. So that's good. The parking and the traffic in and out concerns me a little bit, but if staff is okay with it, then I think we should move forward with it. So,
is that a motion there, Commissioner Robinson?
I move that we accept, or I have it.
Page 11.
Page 11. Okay, that we adopt resolution 3776 approving conditional use permit number 2017 CDP 05 to allow proposed fast food restaurant Waba Grill design review and minor modification for reduction in required parking spaces for property located at 132 West Harvard Boulevard, subject to conditions of approval.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. It's approved. Go forth and cook food.
Well, my first customers will be you guys, right?
Maybe. Is that tonight? Okay, next, and I'll close the public hearing. Next is order of business, election of new Planning Commission officers.
So currently we have two positions to reconsider as far as roles, chair and vice chair. And given that Commissioner Summers will soon be off the commission and will currently be recruiting for another commission member. The likelihood of that new commission member either being the chair or the vice chair, you know, without any tenure is not likely. So I think what we have as far as a group right now would be, the recommendation of staff would be for us to decide those two positions, and we can do that tonight.
And the process, if needed, is on the last page of your packet,
mm-hmm.
The last two pages.
Well, I make a motion that Commissioner Fred Robinson be chair.
Second.
There's a second.
May I?
You don't need a second.
I know. It's okay.
May I make a comment?
Yes.
I'm grateful for the consideration for the position, but my term on a Planning Commission is soon to expire, and I will not be reapplying to the City Council to continue service on the Planning Commission. So in deference, and it's only just a few months.
Is that correct? Okay.
So with that in mind, I decline.
All right. I hear it.
Can I make a motion?
Well, sure. You're still on here.
I think seniority-wise, I move that Commissioner Margot Banks be appointed chair for the Planning Commission.
I move nominations be closed.
Second.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That takes care of that. Now we have one more.
Commissioner Banks needs to accept.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
She does.
How long do I have to think about it now? I'll accept. How much training comes with this? No, I'll accept.
We're all friends. Yeah. We need a vice chair. I move that Commissioner McPhail be vice chair.
Second.
I move the nominations be closed.
Oh, I accept.
He accepts. Everybody calm down.
So, very good. So you start next the next meeting. Yeah.
And it's
It's going to be televised, yeah.
Is it going to be televised?
No, I don't. Oh, no, no, no. Don't tell Peggy, though.
National syndication.
Don't tell Peggy there's been a change. We don't want to let Peggy know. She's a newspaper, you know. She can't. Yes. All right. Good. Congratulations, both of you. You'll do fine. As you can see here, it's pretty much we all kind of work together and help each other out. And we'll be disappointed to see Fred leave after a long time. But
it's been a while. It's time for some new ideas and let new people step up and show some leadership.
We don't come up with ideas. We just review what's putting forward.
I'd like to congratulate Commit Ike because even before I got on the commission, he was doing a fantastic job, and you do a great job getting us in, getting us out in a very professional manner, and I just want to say thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. I've enjoyed it. I'm not going anywhere right now.
It's been great working with you. You have done a great job. You know how to run a meeting. Very respectful. And I know I've been up there in other
capacities
of my life, and I know how difficult it can be when you get a number of speaker cards and trying to keep them in order.
Right.
You handle it very, very well, and you got us out of here at a decent hour most of the time. And for those of us who have earlier bedtimes as we grow old, it's, I think you can
grow older. Well, we still have business to conduct. Do we have any new business?
We do not.
Okay. City communications. Anything from the planning department?
Well, one element that you see in there as far as the design assistance committee, looking for another representative. Sherry Eckert, you've been with the DAC for quite a while, and I did talk to Commissioner Bangs about potentially being a part of that. So
good.
That I don't know if you're still
she's
of interest.
She's interested. Okay. Okay, that's
yeah. So yeah, no, that's fine. So and we'll probably be having a meeting within the next month. So
it's a good group of people, and they do very important work for the community.
And I think the other thing, just mention some things, probably the most important thing in coming down the pipeline is we're working on the general plan update. And
right.
On March 19th, there'll be a city council study session, which will be a public meeting, talking about mainly focused on land use, just some trying to create continuity between our zoning and our general plan. General plan being long-term land use and zoning being our existing land use. So there's
right.
some discrepancies. We want to try and tighten that up a little bit better. And we're taking public input, people that have concerns about properties, and having a conference. Right now I'm having one-on-ones with council members just to get them familiar with some of the changes that may need to occur. Outside of that, a lot of development happening. I think last I counted, we have somewhere, counting WABA, about a half a dozen restaurants in some stage of either looking or development or, you know, starting to secure space. So the one thing about restaurants is they have to go through the county environmental health, and that can take a long time. So mm-hmm. the idea of opening a restaurant and getting it open can be two different things. So
right.
we'll see what the next year brings us. But that could bring some nice options and choices. And I'm excited to have something like WABA, fast food, but at least fresh, you know, getting us away. We talked about that before from the fried in dangerous food and getting us into something a little bit more healthy. I think that's probably it.
Any commissioners have any future agenda items? Yes, no, maybe so.
Can I jump in briefly?
You can.
So with Commissioner Summers' departure and then Commissioner Robinson's departure in the fall, and the way that Planning Commission staffing has gone with recruitments for the positions, we may not have a full complement of five again realistically until the fall. We would probably operate with four for some time, hopefully not three. If we can get more commissioners, to apply and to come in sooner, we may not have to go that route. But realistically, we're probably going to have four for a few months at least between the application, the approval through the city council. You guys all went through that process, so we'll be a little on the light side, but we'll get there by the fall. Okay.
Cool. Good.
Nothing further. We're adjourned.